Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme.
Oh.
If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows back at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, Illinois, or our upcoming show in Madison, Wisconsin on June 19th. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Peter Clark from Ranchester, Wyoming.
Ranchester, Wyoming?
Yes.
Where the heck is that?
Halfway between the Black Hills and South Dakota and Yellowstone Park, just at the foothills of the Bighorn Mountains in the Sun River Valley.
Peter, you got that?
Yeah, I'm ready. All right. I'm on my way. Hold on. What do you do there in Ranchester?
Well, I'm a retired FedEx driver.
You're a retired FedEx driver? Were you based in Ranchester?
Believe it or not, yes.
I believe you. Well, welcome to the show, Peter. Carl Castle, of course, is going to read for you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly in two limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready to apply?
Yes, I am.
Here is your first limerick.
Folding boots or reversible drywall, what I buy on an airplane is my call. With my phone on the plane, how I shop grows more sane, and I will not be leafing through...
Yep, I haven't got a clue.
Yeah. When you drove for FedEx, did you drive everywhere? Do you ever get to fly commercially?
No.
You were driving?
That's right.
So you're never going to get this?
I know.
Okay. It's SkyMall. Ring any bells? SkyMall?
Oh, well, you know, plane service is a little tough in Ranchester.
I can imagine. Turns out we read SkyMall, that strange catalog, not because we need a windproof dog hovercraft, but because we literally have no other choice.
Yeah.
But now that you don't have to turn off your phones on planes, SkyMall's business model is in trouble. But they don't know what they're going to try to new products. No, they just need to rebrand the magazine for other places that no one wants to be stuck in and are desperate for distraction. Work mall. Prison mall. Awkward first date mall. All right, very good. You still have two more chances. Here is your next limerick.
Say bye to those boxer shorts, Evan. They'll sail off to underwear heaven. We marked every year on this wall chart right here. Don't let them get older than...
Seven.
Seven, yes, seven. A new and completely unsurprising survey revealed men tend to hang on to their underwear for an average of 7 years before throwing them out.
You know what?
What?
No reason to throw them out if they're still working.
Well, I have to say...
I hold on to my underwear until... I find when the elastic goes out, you can still cut it and tie it. That's what I find. And I'm not ashamed of that.
I've got to call this survey out.
Right.
Is there anyone who has a pair of 7-year-old underwear and knows how old it is? Anybody? I know how old my you know, Gore Lieberman underwear is. But,
yeah,
you know,
well.
But unless it's that.
Here is your last limerick.
You can't use our bathroom now, lady. In an hour or two, again, maybe. As the family grew, we ran out of room. And that's where we're keeping the...
Baby?
Yes, the baby! Very good! Bathrooms used to be the only refuge parents could get from their children, but according to certain parenting blogs, they're now being used by New York parents strapped for space as the baby's room. That's
wow.
It. Keep the baby. That's where the baby lives. If you thought stepping on Legos was bad, wait till you sit on one in a toilet seat. And if you have twins, of course, you have to have bunk toilets, and nobody wants the bottom bunk toilet. Carl, how did Peter do in our quiz?
Well, Peter had two correct answers, so he wins our prize.
Well
All
done.
Right.
Congratulations.
Come back.
Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you very much.
Great to have you.